This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's a skinny creature, not much wider than a number two pencil. Yet it's one of the longest animals alive today, sometimes rivaling or perhaps surpassing the mighty blue whale in length, which can grow to a little more than 100 feet or 30 meters long. It has no heart, no spine, no body segments. It lurks in mud, sand, and rocky crevices around the North Atlantic. Its mucus is surprisingly toxic. And when hunger strikes, it summons a winding branch-like appendage that gets turned inside out. Its name is Linnaeus longissimus, or the bootlace worm. And someday, this marine oddity might be enlisted to help farmers protect their crops. But let's back up a little. In order to make any sense of the bootlace worm, you have to take a look at its odd branch on the Great Tree of Life. The bootlace worm is the largest member of the animal phylum Nemertia. Also known as ribbon worms or proboscis worms, this group includes about 1,200 documented species. Unlike the more familiar earthworms, which aerate our soil and keep bait shops in business, bootlace worms do not have segmented bodies. The blood of a ribbon worm is held in a series of vessels. When the walls of these constrict, the blood inside is pushed in one direction or another, allowing it to circulate throughout the body. The normal muscle contractions associated with swimming and crawling help this process. No heart is required to keep the blood flowing. One defining trait of the Nemertia phylum is a tubular feeding structure called the proboscis. Usually, it's tucked away in a specialized pouch. However, when the need arises, a ribbon worm applies pressure to the area. The force drives the proboscis tube outside of the body by, quite literally, flipping it inside out. All of this can happen in a matter of seconds. Okay, but why? Ribbon worms eat a variety of things. Some are herbivores, but many eat things like crabs, snails, and animal carcasses. having a quick draw proboscis really helps these legless animals catch and manipulate food. Sometimes the proboscis is also used as a digging tool, and it can definitely freak out predators who try to eat the worms. You can't blame other creatures for feeling confused or even a bit intimidated by the display. Certain ribbon worms can double their body length just by whipping out their proboscis. Like most, though not all, ribbon worms, the bootlace worm occurs in marine habitats. They're indigenous to the northeastern Atlantic Ocean and live around the coastlines of Iceland, Germany, the Netherlands, Scandinavia, Ireland, Great Britain, and the Baltic Sea. The worms like to bundle themselves up underneath large boulders by the shore. Other hangout spots include rock fissures, beds of kelp, and natural seaside pools. You also might see them slithering around on muddy beach sand. Further offshore, bootlace worms frequent sunlit parts of the ocean floor, winding their sinuous bodies through beds of muck and seashells. Divers sometimes find them adrift in the water as well. Bootlace worms come in shades of black and dark brown. Their skin might appear iridescent or striped, at least to our fancy human eyes. Ribbon worms can't see images like we can. Instead, they detect changes in light conditions through primitive sensory eye spots. Though the bootlace worm is only a quarter to half an inch wide, that's about 5 to 10 millimeters, it's one of the longest known animals on the planet, full stop. They're usually in the neighborhood of 16 to 32 feet long, that's 5 to 10 meters. Pretty respectable for a worm, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Specimens measuring up to 30 meters long, nearly 100 feet, have been sighted. If the image of a wriggling worm longer than a New York City bus disturbs you, maybe skip ahead. Things are about to get even more mind-blowing. The carcass of a monstrous bootlace worm reportedly washed ashore in Scotland during the year 1864. From end to end, it was said to measure, wait for it, more than 180 feet or 55 meters long. However, claims like this should be taken with a grain of salt. The scientific community doesn't have any preserved specimens of a bootlace worm measuring anywhere near that size. Also, because ribbon worms in general are stretchable, elastic critters with bodies prone to distortion, it can be hard to pin down their maximum lengths anyway. If handling bootlace worms doesn't sound like a pleasant experience, you're absolutely right. To ward off predators and grabby people, the invertebrates release huge amounts of thick, foul-smelling mucus when they feel threatened. And there's more to this substance than meets the eye, or nose. Naturalists have learned that the bootlace worm's defensive mucus is loaded with peptide toxins. Indeed, when a team examined the stuff in 2018, they discovered an entirely new group of said toxins, hitherto unknown to science. The researchers noted that the most common of these peptides probably isn't poisonous to human beings or other mammals, but crustaceans and cockroaches might want to keep their distance. It's been shown to interfere with nerve and muscle function in some crabs and roaches, to the point that it can leave the critters dead or permanently paralyzed. So, who knows? In the near future, products derived from the bootlace worm's stinky mucus may keep pest insects from ruining farms and cash crops. Stranger things have happened. Today's episode is based on the article Bootlace Worms Can Grow Longer Than Most Whales on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. to answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.